With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Biden administration is seeking some help, in cracking down on the abusive use of artificial intelligence. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more details.
There's a growing market of abusive sexual images made with AI technology, and the Biden administration is pushing the tech industry and financial institutions to shut it down. The White House calls it a pervasive problem and is leaning on companies and other organizations to provide meaningful tools that will prevent and mitigate harms. It's also urging Congress to strengthen legal protections and provide critical resources for survivors and victims of image-based sexual abuse. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president's approval rating continues to decline. We get more on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Real Clear Politics presidential job approval poll for Friday shows that 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. Taken between April 19th and May 23rd, the poll finds Mr. Biden's approval declining on issues of the economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation, immigration, and the direction of the country. At this point in his presidency, President Biden is polling well below the approval rating of his three most recent predecessors. On May 24th, in the fourth years of each presidency, President Trump held a 44% rating, President Obama was at 48%, and President Bush held at 45%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Florida Senator Rick Scott says his experience makes him the perfect candidate to take over as GOP leader in the Senate.
Look at my background. I'm a turnaround guy. I did it in my business life. I turned around Florida. Florida was a disaster when I got started. And this place has got to change.
And Scott told the Salem Radio Network this week his priorities, if he becomes GOP leader in the Senate, would be addressing the national debt, securing the border, and improving U.S. foreign policy. This is SRN News. A Christian teacher wins a legal battle. We get the details from Michael Harrington.
Tapia was fired by California's Jurupa Valley High School because she refused to use transgender pronouns for her students or agree to keep their so-called gender transitions a secret from their parents. Tapia filed suit with the help of Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and now the school district has agreed to pay $360,000 to settle the matter out of court. A statement from AFF says, quote, "Religious freedom is protected no matter what your job." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram and a comedian who dresses like a monk. Religious beliefs have been steadily on the decline in South Korea for years, especially among young adults. In 2021, only 22% of South Koreans identified themselves as religious. This is SRN News. Former Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says his leadership in the universal school choice movement has met as no reflection on the public schools in his state by and large, but is directed to those who really need a new school.
But nearly 80% of the people that are participating in this are middle and lower income folks, people that weren't happy with their choice of public school, or their child may have just needed a change or it wasn't the right place for them.
And Ducey told the Salem Radio Network that while his state may have led the way for universal school choice, 10 other states quickly followed suit.
77,000 parents are participating. We think we'll be over 100,000 heading into the next school year. And this is just the beginning for what we think will be educational freedom around the country.
Ducey says the goal is to have at least 26 states embrace universal school choice by the year 2026. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.